Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie is a longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, we're going to celebrate her 13th anniversary today. Leslie joined me at this time of the year, this month, 13 years ago. She is one of the top experts on quality that I've ever met in my long career. She's the author of Executive Thinking, also the new books, Executive Field Guides, and she's our good friend, Leslie Kossoff. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure, and you know, thank you for 13 years of enjoyment, because it has been.
Thank you for 13 years of your wisdom and your abiding support. Make sure that I said the new book correctly. Did I say that?
Yeah, it's the Executive Field Guides, and people can find out more about them on my website, which is kossoff.com.
Right, two S's and two F's. Yeah. Okay, Leslie, we're going to talk about women in business. Now, this is straying off our beaten path over historically, you and me, a little bit. We have not really talked about women in business, women in the marketplace, women leaderships, and their relationship with each other. But there's an interesting... It would be a dirty little secret if it weren't so well known, but it's the kind of thing that you'd kind of want to think would be a dirty little secret, and that is that women don't work well with other women. Is that the dirty little secret?
That is correct, yes.
How many times have you heard a waitress say, "I'd much rather wait on men than women"?
Oh, see, I don't know that that's the case, because women tend to tip more than men.
I've talked to a lot of waitresses, and I've always heard them say that the opposite, really, that they would rather wait on men than women.
Is that true? Well, yeah. You know, but you're a charmer, Jim, and so you're in your own category.
Well, I guess there is that. I have to admit that.
There is.
Okay, so seriously. There was an article written over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal by Peggy Drexler called "The Tyranny of the Queen Bee," and she talks about how that women coming up in the ranks in corporate America would like to think, it would seem natural, it would make sense to think that a senior woman manager that they would work for would actually maybe not favor them, maybe not give them any extra, any favorable behavior, but maybe would mentor them in the way that only a woman could, and they found that wasn't the case.
That's correct, and it's a wonderful article. The problem is exactly what you described, that there is an understandable expectation by young women, and you know, I'm old, so, you know, I've been around long enough that I know that as I came into the corporation, that my expectation, I started with a woman manager who felt completely disempowered and scared. And so she was not empowering really anyone. Mm-hmm. She was replaced by a woman who was actively working to destroy every woman that she could, because...
Why do you think that is?
The fear is always by women. You know, it gets back to socialization, and people don't like when I say this, but it's absolutely true. Girls, and I'm speaking very specifically of little girls and an economic model toward marriage, girls are socialized to fight each other in very passive-aggressive and underhanded ways in order to be able to undermine the other girls in order to be the most attractive to the most successful male. Mm-hmm. However, that's
well, that's primordial. That's not just socialized. Yes. That's primordial too, isn't it?
And yes, it is. And as a result of that, we literally, as females, take that into the workplace.
Yeah.
And so the tactics that we use, the unconscious drivers that we're operating to that make absolutely no sense end up being manifest
right.
on a
mm-hmm.
regular basis. And I know and I believe, based on the knowing comes from the reading that I've done over the years, the believing comes from also my experience and the experience
mm-hmm.
of others. That is where all of this comes from.
So you've identified someone who's working in the opposite direction, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And we're going to talk about that after this message. Chivalry, folks. I'm going to weave chivalry into this discussion because it's something that men have instinctively, and frankly, women don't. And it'd be better if they could. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.